This tiny newborn is one of more than 15 million babies who start their lives with a major disadvantage, being born too soon. Preterm birth is the greatest killer of newborns around the world. Yet most of these babies could be saved, according to Dr. Joy Lawn with Save the Children.
Most of those babies don't need intensive care. They could be saved with kangaroo mother care, tying the baby to the mother's front, being able to breastfeed, better weight gain, better temperature control, avoiding infections.
An international coalition observes World Prematurity Day on November 17th. It's part of a global effort to reduce the number of premature births worldwide and to save the one of every 10 newborns who are delivered prematurely. Christopher Hausen is an epidemiologist with the March of Dimes.
There's a lot that can be done with respect to prevention, and the key for that begins in the high-income countries.
Hausen is one of the co-authors of a recent study about prematurity published in the British medical journal The Lancet. The study recommends 5 proven ways to reduce premature birth rates. These include ending elective cesarean sections and induced labor deliveries before 39 weeks of gestation. Both practices have become fairly common in high-income countries. New research finds that for normal development, babies need at least 39 weeks in the womb. Jennifer Howes is president of the March of Dimes Foundation.
Full brain development, lung development does not take place until at least 39 weeks of completed gestation.
Other proven ways to reduce the number of premature births include limiting the number of embryos transferred to the womb during in vitro fertilizations, quitting tobacco use, and limiting weight gain during pregnancy.
These are issues that are also becoming increasingly issues of middle and even low-income countries.
For those observing World Prematurity Day, a Facebook page lets people go online to share their stories about babies who were born too soon. It's a simple and effective way to put a human face